Everything about Dana Patterson's poem Elohur points to the imminent arrival, the imminent birth of the Mother in Heaven in Mormon culture, into openness, into the world at large, into the idea that, into broader acceptance of the idea that, you know, we have a Mother in Heaven. She's there. She's like the caterpillar that moves across the page of our thoughts, gently just touching, tickling them, and inspiring them, scintillating them, kind of thing. Flight is imminent, as she says there in line two. Wings here, she says, are more than metaphor because it's incipient. Within the caterpillar, that will soon become cocooned, or that may be in fact cocooned, it kind of points to the idea that she is cocooned and ready to blossom. Points to this idea in the last lines. She says, "We're reptiles straining against the skin of our eggs." That mirrors the notion of a caterpillar within its cocoon, straining to get out, to push against it, that it's very see-through, it's transparent, ready to burst forth upon the world. So these wings are more than metaphor, this mother, this heavenly being, this divine feminine, it's more than just a metaphor. It's she's there in the presence of our lives. She is, if the Father is the sun in the sky by which we see, and the sun is the moon who reflects the Father's light, then she is the salt on the black tablecloth, the preservative element in the universe, this thing that holds everything, that seasons everything, that holds it all together, coming millions of light years to be near us, that her presence spans this great distance, the depths, the heights of the universe, of the cosmos, not only that, in this broad-body universe, but also that she's in the spores, the snowflakes, the particles of yellow pollen. If the Father knows every sparrow that falls, if he can touch every animal, then the Mother is just as attuned, is just as sensitive, perhaps even more so, to the very particles, the small aspects of our being here upon these earth, these things that preserve our life, those grains of salt, again coming back to that. She's the aspen saplings, these things bursting into the world, poking out from the earth, parting the soil and pushing the head, pushing the body, the presence into the world. And that it's a verging on beauty, how the discourse of the Mother in Heaven, on Mother in Heaven, especially in Mormon culture, is reaching this point, I think. The Mother Here contest, of which Dana's poem is a part, is a representative of this. That she's in the neutrons, the sea foam, the motes of dust spinning in a shaft of afternoon light, the things that are always on the edge of our mind, or maybe not even there, but they're always present in our lives, and we catch glimpses of them here and there. And we, when we grasp hold of those things and begin to think about them, we look for her against our cheek, we nuzzle up against her, we're barely weaned from the pouch, we still need her, and we want to reveal her face. And I think that looking at the Mother in Heaven through Dana's poem, I think we kind of begin to catch this glimpse of maybe some aspects of this divine woman, of this exalted woman's character.